بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في اليقين والتوكل. There is a next chapter, the chapter on conviction, yaqeen, having full conviction on all our imaniyat, the things that we have iman on, and tawakkul, to rely fully on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is most appropriate after the chapter of taqwa, that when a person has taqwa, the consequence of that will be that he will have yaqeen on the zaat of Allah ta'ala. As mentioned before, just knowledge of deen is not sufficient, but conviction on that knowledge, that is absolutely necessary. And a broad example to understand that, there are many Jews and Christians who study our deen very, very thoroughly, and they can teach us about our deen, but they have no conviction on it, no iman on it. So just like that, just to know La ilaha illallah, or just to recite it like parrot fashion, but we have no yaqeen on it, no trust on it, we are not convinced of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that will not be sufficient. It is absolutely necessary that we have that full yaqeen. And when a person has trust on Allah Ta'ala, the next natural consequence is he will depend fully on Allah Ta'ala. He won't depend on the creation at all. He won't even depend on himself, his own planning, his own arrangements, etc. But everything he will have, inshallah, naturally on his tongue. That only if Allah wishes will this happen. So that is all, this is also very important. And in this chapter, we are taught the various aspects and the importance of yaqeen also, the full trust on Allah Ta'ala, and tawakkul, and to be dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Some 50 years ago, a survey was done in Australia with regard to the priests and the pastors of the churches, and it was found that a vast majority of them don't believe on what they have learned and what they are preaching. They are just doing it as a job, but they haven't got that, they don't believe in it. So it must not happen, khuda na khasta, that disease comes into us also, that we learn and we have got the knowledge, but we haven't got yaqeen on it. This is a thing shaitan will fool us easily, that you have got knowledge, so you are all right. You are regarded as a big alim, so you are all right. But what is required by Allah Ta'ala is something completely different. And that is, and many people who don't have like so much knowledge of deen. In fact, there are those who don't have so much of ibadat. The basics they have, the other extra nafal ibadat they don't have, but they got yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. And they have got trust on Allah Ta'ala. These qualities we also are very important, as we want so many things with regard to our car. All the extras we want so much in the car. Our house, we will be particular of every detail. Everything must be in order. But when it comes to our iman, our deen, then we are so neglectful. And we don't think of the importance of these things. So these are all very important aspects. قال الله تعالى, Allah تبارك وتعالى says, depicting this quality of yaqeen and tawakkul, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ, and when the believers saw the groups of the non-believers, the alliance of the non-believers, when the Sahaba, referring here by mu'minun, the Sahaba, and they saw that the enemy has come and they have all gathered together, they have made an alliance to crush them. قَالُوا, then what did they say? هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, this is what Allah and His Rasul had promised us, that the enemy will always attack us, and they will come with all their force and might. So it didn't mean anything much to them, that the enemy will come, and we have been told, Allah and His Rasul told us that this will happen, the enemy will be attacking us. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and today we see that what Allah and His Rasul told us is 100% true. Yea, the enemy, and they have surrounded us, and they want to annihilate us completely. But what was the result of all this? وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانُ وَتَسْلِيمًا, this did not increase them in anything, but that the iman became more stronger also, and the submission to Allah became became more stronger also. So halat and conditions will come upon every person. So a person must not get frightened. Allah has promised that I will test each one of you, and in different ways I will test you. So when the test comes, then a person, it mustn't become weak in his iman. In fact, it must make him stronger in his iman. And Allah brings these conditions on a person and makes him more stronger after that. If we submit to Allah Ta'ala, we learn such lessons from it all that we become more stronger and we go more closer to Allah Ta'ala. So all the whatever conditions, it might seem for us that it is a very difficult and hard condition, but Allah Ta'ala has got in store for us in that condition that we become more better and more stronger, and we turn more to Allah, we rely more upon Allah Ta'ala. And when we see this condition and difficult hardships coming in our lives, we say this is what Allah has promised us. That trials and tribulations will come, and we handle them as Allah wants us to handle them. That is, we turn fully to Allah Ta'ala. And this does not negate making any effort on our side, but to rely and depend on our effort, this is totally haram. That will be shirk. We rely only on Allah. We make our efforts for our rosy, for our health, for everything, but we don't rely on the efforts at all. We rely only on Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us the reality of the yaqeen and tawakkul also, and all the qualities that are required to make us true mu'mineen and the true obedient and acceptable slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.